I have here Chris on the line with us right now, my boss. Chris, here's Mr. Derek, the owner of Roots Construction.
All right. Thank you so much. Is this Derek?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Derek. My name is Chris, one of the pricing directors here in the area. Happy Monday. How's your day thus far?
It's a Monday. Okay. Over the weekend, we had the brakes go out, and then I screwed up and put the calipers on the wrong side, couldn't get the brakes bled. I go out to pick up my hay the very next day after getting everything fixed, and then the radiator blows in the truck, and I'm just like, what the fuck? It's one thing after another.
Oh, my God. Yeah. You said you put the rotors? Like, which ones? The front ones or the back ones?
The calipers.
The front calipers. Oh, okay.
Yeah. I wasn't paying attention. I put the bleeders on the bottom, and they're supposed to be at the top. Air rises in the liquid. It don't say.
Yeah. No, I love working on cars. That's my hobby. I got a couple cars that I work on. That's a bummer. I mean, did you blow out the lines, or just didn't catch any? You weren't able to break.
With the calipers being upside down.
Right.
You can't get the air out of the caliper.
The air, yeah, right. So that's the pedal all the way to the bottom.
yes. The bleeder valve was on the bottom, and that wasn't. So I'm not getting any air out. I'm getting brake fluid. I'm like, heck yeah, we're doing good. Grandpa jumps in the truck. He's like, Eric, we still have no brakes. And I'm like, shit. Well, I got to looking at it, and I had them on the wrong side. The bleeders were supposed to be at the top, and I put the bleeders on the bottom.
Gotcha. Goodness gracious. You said the radiator went out too? Oh, man.
I'm on my way back from Marlette, an hour away with a truckload of hay, because I farm here, and we have eight big round bales of hay on the back of the trailer, and I'm trying to chuck it 45 minutes, an hour and a half across the road, country at 30 miles an hour.
Gotcha. Oh, my goodness, man. Hang in there. It looks like you had a tough weekend. I mean, you know, hey, when it rains, it pours. That's what they say. But, hey, you know, as long as you got a positive head on your shoulders, you know, things will pan out, right? So, you know.
Wow, shit, that's part of life and doing business.
Exactly. I agree with you. Couldn't agree with you more. Well, you know, I know you were speaking to one of our reps. Did he do a good job of explaining a little bit more of what we do or how we can help your business on Google, by chance?
We had different conversations. I kind of took over that conversation on
accident. Oh, you did? Yeah. I mean, you know, at the end of the day, you know, what we're trying to do, and it's pretty much very simple, and I definitely don't want to get too much into your time. I know time is money, but we are a premier Google partner, right? And as a Google partner, we've been in business for 20-plus years, and we've been a partner with them for 10. So we look for businesses that can take on more work. And what this would do for your business, just to give you an example, if I were to type in remodeling, right, you're in Birch Run. You've got companies, just so you know, that are coming up, like Schultz Remodeling Advantage or Hertz Construction LLC, DreamWork Home Renovations, RVA Construction. I don't know if you heard of any of these businesses in the area.
I've heard of them all, and I've heard this whole deal, so I don't want to waste your time. I'm not trying to be rude.
No worries.
But currently, I'm assuming he didn't tell you, but currently I'm working with a company that is offering what you are.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
I believe.
Okay, got it.
I believe it's what you're offering. Won't I just tell you what they're offering me?
Yeah.
So they're going to help me build the website.
Okay.
Fine. I went on to Google, got my whatever number for the business. Okay. Mm-hmm. So they could get me at the top of the leads on Google.
Mm-hmm.
They were supposed to get me on Alexa and all these other silly AI devices everybody's got the government listening in on their house conversations with.
Yeah.
And then the iPhone, whatever, you know, you push to talk and ask the iPhone, and then the same thing for the Google devices. I'm assuming Samsung, whatever you call them. Those kind of Android phones. And I've given them over $1,000, and I've moved up two spaces on Google, and they're trying to tell me that they can't just change it quickly because it'll flag Google, and it'll flag my account, and then it'll just put me at a halt. Okay, I understood that. So I kept paying.
Mm-hmm.
Well, here it is, 3 months later, I still have not gotten one phone call. Still am not getting pulled up on Alexa, because my kid's got an Alexa. I keep in a box in the damn bedroom, so that way he can use it when he wants to, and when he's not using it, he can close the box, so that way she can't listen in on us. And I asked her, you know, and got nothing. And I'm like, what the fuck? So I'm spending all this money and getting nowhere with it when I could have just spent this money at the casino. At least then I had a 50-50 chance in getting some money back and having some fun with it anyway.
Right. Yeah, no, I hear you. How long ago did you sign up with that company?
It was in January.
Oh, goodness. You've been with it for 5 months, right? Yeah, it's going to be that, yeah. Oh, well, 4 months, excuse me, yeah. Wow, that's a long time. Do you know the name of the company that you're working with?
Apex Media.
Oh, goodness gracious, okay. I heard of those guys before, but, Apex Media.
I believe that's what they're called.
Okay, Media Partners. Yeah, I've heard of these guys, but the weird thing is that, here's the thing, I don't see a Google Business profile for you. Do you have a listing on Google that I'm missing? No, I don't. Yeah, no. Okay, never mind. Yeah. So here's the thing, okay, and I just want to get to the point. So I heard of these guys
Before we move forward.
Sure.
You're not seeing a business profile because I built the business profile, gave them the numbers and the password as manager to manage that account. Did they sabotage me?
I don't see a Google Business. So I'm typing in your phone number, the 810. Excuse me 1 second. I'm typing in the number 810-597-2347. So I don't see a Google Business profile coming up with that number. Let me try a different way. Give me 1 second. Yeah. So I don't know what I
can fix, considering I built the Google or business profile.
Yeah, you're not, it's not showing up at all whatsoever. Maybe you have a better chance of seeing if it comes up for you, but yeah, I'm typing in different ways, and we're Google partners. So here's the thing, right? The difference between us and Apex Media, they're not Google partners. We are a partner with Google, and here, I'll text your credentials, but, you know, sometimes what happens is when you go with the third-party companies that are not, you know, affiliated or they don't have any partnership with Google, you're not going to get the results. Especially if you've been there for 4 months, you should 100% see results. You said they're going to build a website. I don't see a website active for your business as well. I don't see. The only thing I see for your business coming up at all on the internet is, give me 1 second. I think you have a Yelp listing, but that's about it. Yeah, Yelp. Updated April.
Yep, there was a Yelp listing. There was a Thumbtack listing. There was the Angie's List back in the day. Home Advisor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was listing on all of them.
Yeah.
Before I got these guys involved.
I don't see a website. I don't see a Google Business profile. I don't see any of that. This is just me. And once again, we're Google partners, so I can go into the back office and see exactly what you have going on. And the only thing I see you have a Home Advisor listing. I see that. Or Angie, right? I see you have a Yelp listing. You know what I mean? So it's, I don't see anything else. I looked into their website. I heard of those guys before. They don't even have a Google listing themselves. They're not a Google partner as well. Are you able to cancel with them? Is it like a month-to-month service?
Oh, I canceled the credit card.
Oh, you did? Okay, good. Okay. So
they're sending me threatening messages that they're going to send me the credit report. King Company.
I'm just
going to wait for them to fuck around and do their thing, and then I'm going to call the credit agency and explain to them exactly what happened and get them to remove it.
Right. I see.
I don't play scare tactics.
No, I get it. I mean, that's just obviously if you paid for the service and they're not bringing up their end of the bargain, then at the end of the day, it's just not, you know, why are you going to pay for something that's not working? So here, let me just shoot you straight. what our company is. So I sent her a partnership with Google. I don't know if you were able to get that text message by chance. It's a link. It's going to take you directly to Google's website, and it's going to show that we're a Google partner. Okay, so I don't know if you got that. I sent it like a few minutes ago.
My phone's stupid. I got it.
Oh, okay. No worries.
And it don't let me load internet when I'm talking on the phone.
Nope, no worries. You're good to go. I just wanted to show you exactly who we are. And I also sent you our Google business profile. We have over 1,108 reviews on Google. And then also I'm sending you a couple other things. But anyhow, we're a very straightforward company. We're basically, if this is a month-to-month service, there's no, you know, long-term contracts here. At the end of the day, you got to see the results in order for this to work for you. Our timeline on something like this is, you know, 35 to 45 days, or 35 to 60 days, depending on, you know, what you got going on. But we would take over your Google business profile, like you said, but we would actually program it adequately. You don't even come up on Google at all whatsoever. I don't know if they actually built a website for you, because I don't see an active website. So all these things they say they were going to do, they just really haven't done it, just because I don't see any of this activity online. What we charge, it's a flat rate. It's $2.99. So that includes everything that we just talked about. So Google, the programming on Google, will do Facebook advertisement, get you on all the other directories that you're missing, and actually build a website that's actually a legitimate website for you. So, you know, for you to give us some time, nowhere close to 4 months. It's ridiculous. You should definitely see results within that first month, right? But that's the difference between us and then, you know, that company. It's just the partnership that we have with Google. I don't see any – I looked them up on Google's partner directory, and they're not coming up. So that's the reason why they're just not able to do the work adequately. It's just not quick enough for you to see the results. I think they're in Scottsdale, Arizona as well. So all the Google partners are located in California. Yeah. So I just see their address here. All those Google partners are located in California, right? So, you know, that's something that we'll be able to do.
I understand now.
Right. Yeah. So that's the huge difference. So, you know, I'm not quite sure where you stand on something like this, but, you know, definitely, you know, we can do right by your company just as long as you're, you know, willing to give this a shot again. I mean, I don't know where you stand on something like this, or what's your take on something like this.
It's a $300 flat rate?
That's correct. Yeah, we don't pay per lead. There's no pay per lead, click, phone call, any of that. And we give everything to you in writing. We actually have an app, so if you have an iPhone or an Android, you can download the app and you can see exactly what we're doing for your business. All right, so it's not like we're going to wish you the best of luck and say, hey, Derek, you know, let's see how we can get you on Google. You'll know exactly what we're doing for you with the application, the calls you're getting from Google, Facebook, your website, everything that we built for you. So that's another huge plus. You're able to track everything that we do, and we've invested a lot of money towards our app so that we could see the results, right?
Okay.
Right. So that's a huge difference. And then also I can send you an example of the website that we're going to build for you. This website is 100% Google compliant. It's customizable. And that website will be up and running in 7 days. I mean, it's just, if you were with them for 4 months and since January and they didn't even build a website, and we get that done within 7 days. We send that to you in writing as well, as far as our timelines. So, we operate fairly quickly.
Mm-hmm. Who owns the domain name?
Great question. So if you were to cancel our service down the line, let's just say, hypothetically, you would pay a $99 buyout domain fee, and all we would do is charge you for hosting. So, and it doesn't matter what company you go with, whether it's GoDaddy, Wix, there's different companies, right, that host websites. Industry standard for hosting is $49. So if you host it with us, you know, obviously you host it with another company, it's $49. So that's what we would do. You would buy out the domain, and then you would, if you want us to just keep hosting your website, we can do that for you at $49.
What if I just buy the domain name right up front, so that way there's never any miscommunication, and I own the domain name? And if I decide that I don't want to deal with this no more, I can just simply call and cancel or just quit making payment or however that goes. And I don't get sabotaged because I've worked with multiple companies. I've had 3 or 4 different websites built. Was given anything for the domain name. A few of my domain names were hijacked by them companies and then sabotaged. Literally, they'd leave my phone number and they'd add a bunch of extra stuff in there that I wasn't doing, and then they'd put open 24/7. So I'm getting phone calls at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Goodness, what kind of company? Derek, I'm sorry to hear that you're, I mean, I can't believe look, I've been here for 7 years, all right? So this company's been around since 2004, and I've been here for 7 years, okay? So out of my 7 years of you know, service with this company, that's ridiculous, you know? Here's the thing. Google holds us to the higher level, right? So Google's a trillion-dollar company. They're the biggest search engine in the world, right? So basically, Google's not going to partner up with any company that's just not doing things the right way. So it took us 10 years out of the 20-plus years we've been in business to get into a partnership with Google. And, you know, we're not going to lose that for no reason. So, you know, whether it comes to, you know, doing the things the right way, their guidelines, their terms and conditions, we have to follow everything. And we got to do right by you, right? So that's why we do this on a month-to-month basis. There's no long-term contracts. I mean, we do ask you to give us some time, obviously, right? We're not going to flip a switch and just get you on Google. There is programming, but nothing like 4 months, right? So, you know, with that being said, you know, you're able to track everything that we do. So, yeah, you can talk to one of the technicians. We do an onboarding call, and then you could buy out the domain up front so that way you have it. Does it make sense?
Yeah.
So that's not an issue at all whatsoever. But, you know, with this, it's so, success on the internet, Derek, is just doing business with the right company. Yep, go ahead.
So what if I just go and open a domain name, start building like a little half-ass fucking build a website, and then just buy the domain name straight from Google and then give it to you guys?
You can do that as well. However you want to do it. I mean, however you feel comfortable with it, you know, at the end of the day, you know, it's your business. So you got to feel comfortable everything that you do, right? So if you buy a domain on your own and we could build a website for you, and then you can, you own the domain and you're good to go. You see what I mean? So you could do it that way.
I just don't want to get caught in excuse my language, but I don't want to get caught in another fuck around because I've been here and I've been literally programmed now by companies similar to you to realize that the most important thing is customer communication, customer satisfaction. Even if I'm taking a loss, the job is getting done to the best of my abilities and right up to the best of my standards that I can provide. And if I can't, the communication is right up front, and I'll steer them to a different company that can do what they need done. And my money comes from word of mouth and repeat customers, because I've found that that is the cheapest advertisement. Even if I lose $1,000 on this job to satisfy that customer, at least I know that I will get another job from that customer, whether it be them, their family member, or whatever. Friends, you know, it's just, I don't know, it's made a huge difference in my business and a huge difference with my income and it being more stable. So now I'm not, how do they call it, chasing jobs.
Yeah, I mean,
they're calling me.
Yeah, look, word of mouth has always been the best form of advertisement, right? We all know that. So if you get referrals, recommendations, that's all going to be really good. But here's the thing, right? Once again, I think I mentioned this earlier, but success on the internet really is doing business with the right company. So look, I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not going to promise you the moon and the stars and say, hey, you're going to be, you know, super wealthy off of this. That's not what I'm offering you. I'm offering you a solution that's actually going to do right by your business so that way you can see the results, right? So, you know, once again, we like to under-promise and over-deliver, so we want to make sure our clients are actually seeing the results and success. That's why you've emphasized so much money and time into, you know, the application, our dashboard, so you can see exactly what's going on with your business. So, you know, that way you can hold us accountable. And then there's no gray area. Everything's black and white. So you're able to see everything that we're doing for you. And not only that, but, you know, at the end of the day, you know, you gotta see the results in order for you to stick with us, right? If you're not seeing the results, and, you know, how is this going to benefit your business, right? So that's something that we would be able to do for your company. That's pretty much it. So if you want to buy the domain and let us work on it, that's fine. If you want to buy the domain, you build the website, it's completely fine. So it's however you want. But as far as our services, what we include is five things, okay? We include Google, the programming on Google, Facebook and Facebook ads, okay? We'll do Apple Maps, get you on those voice-activated searches, but we'll actually program you there, right? We'll also get you on Bing, which is another search engine that Google indexes for you to rank. And then if you want us, once again, to build a website, we can build it for you, right? So there's no kind of gray area between that. You can have, you know, it customized to your liking, however you want it being done, and that's about it, right? So, you know, that's something that we can do. And then, you know, once again, it's just success on the Internet. It's really doing business the right business, the right company, right? So the Apex Media, I looked at their – I'm trying to see what they have. They don't have much online. It's just they have a website. But they don't even have a Google business profile, right? Wow. So that's not good. How are they going to put you on Google if they don't even have a profile themselves? You know what I mean? So it doesn't really add up. But yeah, I mean, that's something that we can do for you. You know, I'm not asking you to dig deeper into your pockets, but, you know, at that price point, $299, you know, that's something that can definitely work for you. And you don't have to, you know, sign a long-term contract, like a year contract with, like, any of these other companies that they have out there. So we definitely will show you the results within a very short time.
Okay. Oh, fuck. Well, I am getting ready to leave on vacation here.
Oh, nice. Where are you going to?
We're going to Tennessee. We got a Airbnb there. We got about 23 of us going, my whole family, on my dad's side, all my brothers and sisters,
nice.
And nephews, and yeah, we do it every year in the spring, and because Tennessee right now is just gorgeous.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So we go there, because I'm in Michigan, the trees are still bare, and it's just gloomy.
Oh, I hear. I used to live in Cleveland, Ohio, so I completely understand where you're coming from. So, you know, Michigan is not like the next state over. So we would go to Michigan, Detroit, like it was a 2-hour drive from Cleveland. So it wasn't too bad, you know?
Okay. Yep.
So, yeah. So I hear you.
Is there any way we can do this when I get back from vacation? So that way I can go on vacation without worrying about anything or thinking about none of it. And
okay. Yeah. Yeah, well, let me ask you this, right? So I see an email for your business, right? Just want to, you know, at the end of the day, you know, I want you to be 100% on board without having to worry, you know. So one of the things I always tell my clients is, you know, just because you had a bad experience doesn't mean that all the companies out there are going to be bad, right? But I completely understand and respect where you're coming from. When would you come back from vacation or want, you know, to follow up on something like this?
We're coming back Mother's Day.
Oh, goodness. You're being out there for a while.
Yes, yes. Because we all live in different states. So this is our way to get together once a year. It's kind of like a family reunion, I guess you could say, but we make it a 2-week deal.
Right. Okay, gotcha. Okay, so Mother's Day is May 10th, Sunday. Well, I can call you that following Monday on, you know, let's say... I can call you that following Monday. So like, let's say you're coming back. Yeah, so it would be like, you know, the 11th. So
That's okay. Yeah.
Okay. So meanwhile, what I'll do is I want to send everything to you in writing. I got your email here. And then I'll send you a complete breakdown of everything that would be able to do for you. Also, check out the text message that I sent you. Like, it's literally Google, the AI overview, and then our partnership and our Google business profile. So at the end of the day, I want to do business with a company that is able to give us some, at least 1% of their trust, so then we can earn the 99, right? At the end of the day, if you you got to have trust in our business, right? Just at least a small bit so we can get you in the door and you'll see the results. Once you see the results, then it's a no-brainer for you to stick with us, right? So this email is going to be titled Local/Google Partner, and then I'll send that to you right now. And then call you back on. I'll have you down on my calendar for the 11th, and then we can go from there.
Okay.
Does that sound fair to you, Derek?
Yep, sounds good.
Yeah. Okay. Good. So I'll send this to you right now. Hey, enjoy your time out there. We all need it. We work too hard for not being able to enjoy some time off. You know. So.
You got that right.
Okay,
like my dad
for sure.
Says, life's too short not to spend time with family. You know, when they're going to be gone.
Absolutely. I mean, I live an hour and a half away from my parents, and I'm there every single weekend to spend as much time with them. You know what I mean? It's just, fortunately, you have both of them still around, but, you know, it's just, you never know, like you said. So, you know, to me, the best time is spending time with family. That's what it is, right? And my daughter. So, you know, you got to enjoy yourself while while you can. And while you have the people around that you love, right? So, I sent you that email, Derek, and I have you down on my calendar for the 11th, and then we'll go from there. Does that sound good?
Sounds great. Thank you.
All right. Awesome. We'll be in touch. Have a good rest of your day.
You too.
Okay.
Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.